Chicago's Joe Vitacco is a freelance embalmer, one of the last of his kind. He works out of his trunk, driving from funeral home to funeral home, plying his trade. He's performed about three embalmings a day, 7 days a week, for the past 41 years. Over the course of his career, he's embalmed a staggering 40,000 bodies. Matt Ozug joined him on a recent job and sends us this audio sketch, which contains content that may not be appropriate for young listeners.
I'm here in Chicago, and I have a female, died yesterday, and I'm in the process of positioning her. I've been doing this for 41 years. I just go from place to place, embalm the body, put the makeup on, put it in the casket. That's all I do. I'm shampooing her hair. Look how dirty it is. I do move. Fastest one I ever did. Embalmed, dressed, cosmetized, and put him in the casket. 35 minutes. These guys can't even have the features done in 35 minutes. Okay, now I'm going to raise the right common carotid artery. You have to do your best. I've had guns pulled out on me. You better do a good job, or else that's my brother. I said, well, you can't make a racehorse out of a jackass. What do you want from me? Now I'm going to try to hit the heart. And there it is. I'm constantly clearing it. When I go to parties, all of a sudden, I'm in the middle. Joe, tell a story. Well, then by then, I've got a couple of pops in me, a couple of Yaki Docs, and I'm warming up. But see, I don't want to do that. I want to hear their stories, but nobody wants to hear their stories. They want to hear these stories. The whole trick is, when it stops leaking up here at the carotid incision with the jugular, then it tells me I got the heart. It's cleaned out. If the family starts to cry, you know you made it. I'm right in her throat, in her, into the tongue level. Yeah? I made it from nothing to the top of the mountain. It looks like we got her. I just do them. That's all I know. What's the best part of my job? Closing my grip. That means, until we meet again, happy trails to you. She looks wonderful.
Joe Vitacco lives and embalms in Chicago. Our story comes from Sound Portraits Productions in New York. To hear more about Joe Vitacco, visit our website, npr.org.